This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yeah, you are.
We are up to all sorts of silly shenanigans in here, as we are each and every Wednesday. But we are joined in the studio by our first guest this afternoon. Now, last week, NAIDOC and Midsummer came together to decide who were going to be the NAIDOC LGBTIQA plus Pride winners for the year. And one of them joins us here, Astro. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Thank you guys for letting me come in and have a little chat to you guys and everyone that's listening on the radio.
Welcome, welcome. Now, last week was the NAIDOC Pride night that happened last Thursday at Evie's Disco Diner, which was a fantastic night. There was so much going on. And you entered the competition to perform and represent and actually stand up and represent NAIDOC Pride in Midsummer next year, didn't you?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it was a bit of a surprise. I mean, I just rocked up, did a show and didn't realise so I was going to take out a crown and then a sash and then representing not only something that I'm very proud of, and that's my heritage and my culture, but also, being, my sexuality as well. So taking on two things that are very important to me and being able to lead on for next year's Midsummer.
I love it. I just thought I was going to be doing a show and I'm walking away with a sash. That's the way you want.
Here
you
I am with ear full of responsibilities.
You want every story to
well,
be.
Well, I told everyone that my outfit was just made out of flour and water, and they were just having a little bit of laugh at that. So
what was the night like? How many people were putting on a show that night?
It was full house. I mean, we had people from all different walks of life that came in. It was really unexpected. The actual venue itself was completely packed out.
But in terms of people who were performing or competing for the sash,
there was about eight contestants.
Okay, excellent.
All together.
Yep.
So seven. Other than myself.
It must be really wonderful to see that kind of diverse representation of Indigenous Pride happen with everyone standing up and performing and wanting to show themselves in that way.
Yes, and we come from all different mobs as well, which is, it's great to see how we, also from how diverse we are as well. I'm a proud Ngurrindjeri man from South Australia, so we call us Nungas over there. I've been living here in Melbourne now for, since I was about 18, so I'm now 36 years of age.
A while.
I call myself a Victorian now, so we just say I'm a Koori, but I am a proud Ngurrindjeri man. So there was a couple that were from different states that were competing for it as well, that do live here as a resident in Victoria. So
it's really great. Now, one of the things that you didn't really know was happening was that next year during Midsummer, you're going to be one of the representatives of Indigenous Pride during the Midsummer Festival 2020, which is absolutely wonderful and really fantastic. It's really great as well, the amount of work that's been gone into making sure we're not just representing, but also respecting Indigenous culture. In the past 3 years where Midsummer's concerned, there's so much more work that's gone into it, and it's not just tokenistic or this, there or that. We now have smoking ceremonies. We have the elders coming and speaking at events. And there's so much going on. But this is another part of that as well. And finding groups that are marginalised within our own culture and being able to elevate and lift them up. And I think it's really wonderful that the NAIDOC Pride event has occurred.
Yeah, and look, it's about time too that, like, there has been that collaboration between NAIDOC and, Midsummer, being at this diversity that we have and this culture that we have.
It was the second year, wasn't it?
This is now the third year.
Yeah,
that they've come together, and also because NAIDOC has their each year they have their high achievers within the community within Australia. That obviously it's televised within SBS, etc. They have it. I went and did a big massive speech down at the Docklands last week to take my title there and give a big speech. I did a speech on queer Indigenous youth suicide, which is something that is obviously quite a big thing, and also mental health that we have within our community. But look, I mean, it's it's something to, it's finally we're starting to see that that emerging, you know, between First Nations and also the, the umbrella or the alphabet of sexualities come together and be able to celebrate as well as obviously, you know, take on board, you know, what is culturally needs to be done and should have been done right from the beginning, you know, with a lot of our celebrations throughout Pride's, Pride marches and different festivals, etc.
From, and I believe it begun last year, but from now on, not only will you be representing on the First Nations float, but it will be leading the parade. It'll be the very first float going out. Now, that is
Not a float, I was about to say. It's not Sydney Gay, Lesbian Mardi Gras.
That is a lot.
You don't know what I've got installed, though.
No. You'd be amazed what you can't get down Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. But it is really wonderful to have that, that representation. It did happen last year, you're right, where it was leading Pride March, and that will happen again in 2020 as well, which is really exciting. Now, Voice, Treaty, Truth, Let's Work Together for a Shared Future is the theme of NAIDOC this year.
Yeah.
And I think that's really wonderful, and it is really representative of this relationship that Midsummer has created as well and elevated to be able to highlight and show that we need to be respecting our Indigenous people, not within our own culture, but everywhere, and the importance of their narrative and their stories and what that means to us.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's terribly important. I think it's really important that it's always acknowledged throughout. It doesn't matter who you are, what we do, what community, et cetera. Like, I think it's something that needs to be embraced throughout, you know, just acknowledgement for the past elders through the past stories and learn and share from each other, because we're all here. We all live in this country called Australia, and I think it's something that we should all appreciate, the diversity, but not also the diversity, also the stories of where it all started and why we're here. You know, it's terribly important to be able to share that story in amongst through from our past.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Now, you're a performer as well, and registrations have opened for events for Midsummer next year as well. Are you thinking another feather to have in your cap is to maybe do something at Midsummer, or your plate's going to be full as a representative?
Yes, no, I think I'm looking at going to be doing a show. There'll be definitely something in the works for that. So I guess, you know, look into the program and stick to that, because it's definitely in the works of something.
Well, they did open this week, so you can head to the Midsummer website, events, and you can lodge your event, whatever type of event may be, whether it's a show or whatever. I'm looking at Astro's face, and there's this tinge of glee and excitement, which is absolutely wonderful. And we've just gotten a message saying, oh my God, has it been a week already? Happy NAIDOC, guys, from Jeb. Well, thank you very much, Jeb.
Thanks, guys.
And thank you very much for coming and joining us today. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Astro, we really appreciate you coming
by. Thanks, Dean.
And talking to us.
Happy NAIDOC week, everybody.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. We just had Astro in the studio, one of the representatives of NAIDOC Pride for Midsummer in 2020. And we've now got the other one joining us here in the studio, which makes us even happier. We've got Stone Motherless Cole joining us in the studio. Hello, hello. How are you?
Get a lift. Oh, drive.
That was not what I wanted. I was going for applause. Hang on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Welcome to Joy. So last week you were the other winner of NAIDOC Pride at the NAIDOC Pride event, which was absolutely fantastic. And you performed. What is it that you did?
So I performed like a 5-minute lip sync performance with just, the theme was like pussy and cat. And then, so I just had like some cat themed songs, and it was a cosmic cat.
You look pretty awesome, I must say. Thank you. The pictures looked fantastic from the night. And it must have been... Did you realise, because Astro was saying they didn't realise that it was for a title of this kind of level. Did you realise that was the case?
I knew that it was for a title, because I've been following this night for like the past few years as well. So
was this the first time that you entered?
This is the first time I entered,
So yeah. Why was this the time that you wanted to stand up and show this part of yourself?
This was the year that it felt that I was like ready to do it. And yeah, so I did it, and then I... did it.
It must be really exciting to also know that you're going to be representing Indigenous culture as a part of the festival next year.
Yeah, it's super exciting. That's I haven't processed it yet. So
well, it hasn't even been a week.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's NAIDOC week, so there's a lot going on.
Oh, yes.
You haven't really had time to really worry about that.
Not at all.
That's happening. That's, you know, that's January.
Next year.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about that. There's no stress there. But it must be really wonderful to be able to stand up and show pride on many different levels.
Yeah, definitely.
Not just where for where sexuality or identity is concerned, but also for who you are and your culture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really cool to be the pride and the face of it, and just so that other little black queer youths can see that, yeah, there's Indigenous people at Pride and they're the faces of it, and that they are welcome and more than welcome and going to be celebrated.
It has been really wonderful in the past few years how much work has been done to within Midsummer to really represent our have our Indigenous culture standing forward, stepping up, being put forward and represented first. It has been really fantastic, and it's really great. This title is another great part of that.
Yeah, definitely.
What's it meant to you as you've seen that visualization grow and sit within our culture?
What do you mean?
Well, what has it meant seeing, you know, finally really putting that forward? Like last year, having the Indigenous mob leading Pride March, and that's something that's going to keep moving forward. And having that representation that deserves to be there and put there by Midsummer.
I mean, yeah, of course it's great. It's a bit late, isn't it? Probably should have been there 10 years ago.
Yeah.
20. It's a bit. So I'm like, yeah, exciting, but also we also got more to go, and there's other things, like just having like a few people at like the face of Pride doesn't mean that that solves like other issues.
Absolutely.
So, but you know, in the right step and slowly, slowly getting there.
So what are some of the things that we as non-Indigenous people need to start thinking about and listening? What do you think that we need to start thinking about and listening to be able to learn and listen to in the Indigenous people of Australia?
I mean, I guess that's what this week is all about, and that's we're all celebrating and exploring and learning new things about our own cultures and other nations that we're living on and the land that we're living on. So I guess just come along with us for that journey and like shut up and listen for that week, just for a week.
Yeah. Oh, not for a week. You do it all year round.
Yeah.
Frankly, it doesn't have to just be for a week.
That'd be nice.
I think the week's the time where everyone starts putting in the hashtag and going, oh, don't forget this. But you're right. It should happen. Well, it doesn't have to just be for a week. It can be all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you're off to a big event tonight as well?
Yeah, I'm heading to the governor's reception.
It's pretty exciting. What does it all mean? You've got your great outfit going. You're not sure?
I actually have no clue. I've heard of a governor before. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be really exciting. We really appreciate you coming and joining us today
Thank you. Studio
on Joy, and we will absolutely be getting you back in, whether it's the lead up to Midsummer or during Midsummer.
Exciting.
We look forward to hearing from you then. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we've been speaking to Stone Motherless Cold here on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.